We're in kind of a jam. One of our day players didn't show, and if you could spare an hour or two, it'd be worth your while.
What do I have to do?
You go up to the girls and say, "Hey, babe, looking good, real good, babe."
I get paid for this?
Hello, everybody. This is Again With This, Beverly Hills 90210 edition. Today's episode is Season 1, Episode 16, Fame is Where You Find It. Okay. And now your hosts, Tara Ariano and Sarah D-D-D-D-D-Bunting. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dave.
Before we get into the episode, I have a little bit of site business as it pertains to the podcast feed that you use to find our episodes. It is changing soon-ish. So go to previously.tv/feedme, and that'll send you to a forum post where I explain where all the new feed information is. For the next few episodes until the end of season one coverage, I will have a forwarding address. So it seems like it works right now, but at the end of season one, it will stop working at the current address. So you have about 3 weeks to change it. So please do change it so you don't miss out on any of the season two, Again With This, Beverly Hills 90210 podcast. Yay. All right, guys, take it away.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Tara. Hi, Dave.
Before we get into this episode, I just had something from the corrections department. In the episode, two episodes ago when we were talking about East Side Story, I was 100% wrong about where Pomona was. What I think happened is Carla early in the episode says she was born in Sacramento, and I think I assumed that meant Pomona must be Sacramento, paired with some vague memory of like driving by the college there.
Forgiveness, please.
Dave is shaking his head in disgust as if he knew and just didn't feel like correcting me. Yeah. Anyway, moving onward to Fame is Where You Find It. This is a real rough one, guys. So let's do the B story first. For reasons that will become clear when we get to the A story, this episode finds Brenda working at the Peach Pit with terrible and then, quote, triumphant, end quote, results. So basically, she's requested, Brandon makes this request and he has a bribe for it. And that is clip number two.
Come on, Brand, can't you do me a favor?
And what will you do for me?
Okay. How about this? You're always complaining about how you don't have enough room in here. You can have the top two drawers.
In the bathroom.
Well, that's a start.
What else do you want?
I want your green shirt.
My green shirt? The one shirt in the whole world that I own that I really love? That green shirt?
That's the one. Take it or leave it.
First of all, I love the acknowledgement that this shirt is such a big deal to both of them, because we've already seen both of them wearing it in at least two other episodes minimum. They both, Brenda wears it in the episode where Cindy almost cheats on Jim. But it's been in other episodes too. This shirt is like the shirt.
I think she's also wearing it with her cutoffs in the Dylan smashes a planter first date episode.
I think you're right. When she stays home from school, doo-doo sad.
Yes. And comforts herself by wearing the green shirt. Yeah. As you do.
Yes. But I also have to admit, I think I had a shirt like that. It wasn't long sleeved. It would have been nicer if it was, but I believe it was like early 90s turquoisey baby blue.
So. Uh-huh.
Mistakes were made, as you can see in the visual aids for this and really literally any other episode of this season slash show. So Brandon takes Brenda to the Peach Pit and she and Nat have a conversation sort of about her filling in for Brandon for a little bit. And that's clip number three.
So what about Brenda here?
Well, she obviously got all the looks in the family. But are you sure you want to have dishpan heads?
Well,
oh, she'll be great, Nat. The customers will love her.
Sure you can handle it, though?
Hey, it'll only be for a couple of days. A week at the most, maybe two.
Hey, but don't sell yourself short. You don't know what it's gonna be. Your career could take off.
His career? What career?
The important thing for you to remember So when you're a star, don't let all that Hollywood hoopla go to your head.
There's no need to worry about that. I know who I am. Brandon Walsh, a regular kind of guy from Minnesota. Nothing's gonna change that at all.
I don't know why the Peach Pit was playing that panty peeling music, but it was really inappropriate for the moment, in my opinion.
Sorry. It's the same. It's from like the big CD of divorcee Fern Bar music cues.
Yes, it is. You're right. Like even
the elevator of PG-13 grown up love.
I mean, even in the previous scene, the score sounds like, I'm not going to go so far as to be incredibly wrong again and say it's exactly the same music as when Jim and Cindy are in Palm Springs and get walked in the hot tub, but it's almost the same. And that's supposed to be scoring a scene of like Brandon negotiating over some favor. Like, okay, gross. Anyway, moving on. Brenda is incredibly jealous of this career that Brandon's referring to, which we'll get to momentarily. And then the second cringiest thing she does in the episode occurs in clip number 4.
I was even thinking of putting together a stand-up comedy routine.
I would die first. You'd be so exposed. But you play somebody else.
Oh, it's this episode.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and if I may,
yeah,
I fast-forwarded all the LaVoyne parts because I can't, because I don't want to die.
It's tough.
I forgot that this part happened because she's not in her little LaVoyne hairnet, and oh my God, like I almost opened my office window and jumped out. It's so terrible.
I mean,
it's vicariously embarrassing.
It's not possible to oversell how terrible what you're about to hear is. So trigger warning if you're very bothered by incredibly terrible accent.
I got to start this clip over again.
Okay.
You're a cat. I was even thinking of putting together a stand-up comedy routine.
I would die first. You'd be so exposed.
But you play somebody else.
You're a character. And you're not really you. Do you see what I mean?
Like, wow. Like, for sure. It's like totally radical.
That's great.
Do some more. Okay. Quit busting my chops. I'm sick of sitting around here jawboning with you guys. You know what I mean?
Stop.
Yes. Stop.
What is that?
I don't even know what that last one is supposed to be.
I don't either.
She went to the Pomona School of Dramatic Art.
And we have so much time to like contemplate what it is that this character is supposed to be, and I still don't get it.
I know. And the other thing is when she's saying, like, I was thinking of putting together a stand-up comedy routine, you play a character, I think you're thinking of sketch comedy, like, get it straight. If acting is really something that you want to get into, you fucking idiot, also don't. Anyway, Brenda hasn't fully figured out this whole idea yet, so she goes to her first shift at the Peach Pit. Of course, she's terrible at waitressing because that is actually hard to do, and spills soup all over customer, does not apologize. Then there's some business with her in the back picking up a garbage can, which if you've seen before, a garbage bag, and if you've seen a TV show before, you know what happens to the garbage bag. It rips and flails all over her shoes. She gets very upset, and then...
Why? She's wearing the world's puffiest socks.
She's
completely protected from everything.
It's like a pair of scrunch socks had a baby with a pair of leg warmers. Like, they really are the poofiest. They're like ankle sweatbands. Anyway, she's bitching about everything to Kelly and Donna before she gets another one of her brilliant ideas. And the face she makes, you have to go to the visual aids and see it. It's the longest gif I've ever made, but you need to see how long they hold the camera on her getting this idea and being so proud of it. What is the idea, you ask? Well, it's terrible, and it's in clip number 5.
Brenda?
No, Brenda couldn't make it. I'm LaVoyne. I'm taking a shift. I'm sure. Squirrels! Come on in. Don't be bashful. Have a seat. Oh, but first, let's get some hip parade action going. Liven up the joints. You know, G5 becomes very highly recommended.
Love you do, Laverne.
I thank you, Blondie. You know, if you play your cards right, just might let you borrow my coolest.
Oh.
Sir! Welcome. I'm LaVoyne. Charmed, I'm sure.
I don't get it. What is it, Halloween?
Hey, don't you worry, props. You'll get no trick-or-treats with this little lady. I'm strictly a class act. A 100% U.S. certified hostess with the mostest. See? a gentleman who appreciates fine beauty.
He's a customer who needs an order taken.
Why, certainly. Would you
like... Sarah, are you still there? Sarah, Sarah!
No, I'm dead. I'm dead now. Okay, first of all, it seems to me like she's trying to go for some Brooklyn thing, yeah. But it's completely inconsistent. It is even worse than the Reek accent from Paris. I don't say that lightly. That was terrible.
Yes.
But I just, it sounds, it's like this Bugs Bunny speech impediment thing that, I don't know, it's ill-advised.
Yeah.
I mean, she actually looks pretty cute. Like, the outfit is pretty cute.
But can you imagine, like, I mean, it's the kind of thing where if you walked into a diner in L.A. and you saw a waitress that was trying that hard, you would turn around and leave. Like,
yeah.
If this is not
what
a theme.
What are the cooks doing in the back if the
right
wait staff doing that?
I mean, it's one thing if you go to a theme restaurant and, like, everyone's in on it, but everyone else is normal, and then there's just one fucking weirdo. It's like, I don't want to be part of your performance art. Like, this is not okay. Just get me a burger.
No.
Stop calling me Goyle. Anyway, of course, Brenda is a tremendous success. This goes on and on. You would not believe how long it goes on unless you watch this episode. It's so, there's so much of it. And by the time Brandon makes it to the restaurant on this particular night, she's like leading a lip sync with Kelly and Donna to It's My Party. No one is getting any food at all. There's just like a mob scene. It's terrible.
And you'll starve if I want to. Pops the foin.
Yes. And there's some weird old lady extra standing behind Andrea. Check the visual aids. It's really weird. Even fucking Dead Scott is there as if we've ever seen him at the Peach Pit. It's incredibly bizarre. But somehow this innovation has led to Brenda getting crazy mad tips. And so even though Brandon is done with his other venture, he offers to let her keep the job in clip number 6.
Brenda, how can you just walk away? You're raking in the box.
Yeah, but I have enough of my mattress to pay for what I wanted.
What's that?
Acting lessons.
Hi, Brenda.
Brenda, you don't really want to do that, do you?
No, but Laverne just won't leave me alone.
Come on. Come on.
At least she doesn't do the accent again. That's something. Because I assume in her first acting class, that's lesson number one. Stop doing everything.
Are you going to give up on your first dream being a major league stickball player? You guys want to go out in the street and play stickball?
Totally. So on to the A story, unless Sarah, you had anything to add to that other than you're self-harming.
Keep in
right
mind,
now.
You have to do it in the voice now. No. We've entered that portion of the episode.
But I don't know how to do the voice.
It makes no sense. There's no consistency to it. No one could copy it. It's incredibly weird.
Yeah, I just kept thinking of, there was this infomercial one time that like became this running gag among me and my brother and sister-in-law. It's like a late night infomercial for a historical DVD about the Dodgers or something. And the way the guy pronounces the Brooklyn Dodgers of Flatbush. The Brooklyn Dodgers. Now whenever something is really fake Brooklyn, there'll be like this sort of ellipsis before one of us is like, Flatbush. So yeah, that's LaVoyne. Flatbush.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I'm just trying to bring myself a little joy because the fact that this, like, 90210 trying to do humor is the fucking worst.
It is terrible. I 100% agree.
Let us move on.
With few exceptions, which we will get to. Yes. So our A story is Brandon, the TV star. Brandon is out douchily roller hockeying all by himself. When we see a ruffian steal a purse, and then a plucky brunette stops him and in her vest.
Ruffian.
And then we understand that it's a TV production, but there's trouble on the set, as we hear in clip number 7.
Jake, we're in trouble. The kid you cast as the surfer dude, he's in the hospital with food poisoning.
Great. My doctor wonders why I have high blood pressure.
We could reschedule.
This is not Shakespeare here. This is some crummy little scene we're doing. Any jerk off the street can do this.
Like who?
Enter the jerk!
Wearing, P.S., and this is in the visual aids, the newest, stiffest Minnesota Twins baseball cap in the world.
Yeah. It's so navy. It's practically black. It's really inauthentic looking.
And it's such a dad cap too. Like it still has the, I mean, that's the first thing you do is razor out the whatever. Shut up, Brandon, so-called sports fan.
If you recognize the voice of the stage manager or second AD or whatever she's supposed to be, that is Amy Hill, who's was most recently seen as of Monday of as we record this as Dr. Waggerstein, the shrink on set on Unreal. So yes, that is her. So she goes over and asks Brandon if he wants to do it. That was a clip that we heard up top. And the only thing worse than his costume for solo roller hockey is the costume they put him in to play the surfer dude. Which we have in the visual aids, both a close-up of him in his purple bandana, if I recall correctly, and full length in his, what are those pants called? Those like jam
Dylan pants.
What are they?
They're basically Dylan pants.
They are, but yeah, anyway, you'll see.
There's like an iCat pattern happening, and then there's a tie-dye top, and it all seems to be hypercolor. It's really upsetting.
Nothing goes with anything else. Because he's the surfer dude, I guess, and he goes into the makeup trailer, and then he has a meet cute with the makeup artist, Shrug, and that's clip number 8.
Sister died if she knew where I was.
Oh, really? Why?
Well, she's the actress in the family, or wants to be. Every once in a while, I catch her thanking the Academy. And for some strange reason, Keep It Together is still her favorite show.
Oh, not yours, huh?
Well, I haven't checked it out lately. Like, since I was about 10. But it used to be one of those squeaky clean shows where, by some miracle, every problem got solved just in time for the last commercial.
You sound like the critics.
Hey, no offense, but as far as I can tell, the only good thing about the show is Lydia Leeds. Anyone ever tell you you kind of look like her?
All the time.
Wait a second, are you...
Rehearsal.
Tell them I'll be just a minute. I have to finish tonight.
Brandon. Brandon Walsh.
Mr. Walsh's highlights. And I didn't do his lips yet.
Keep it in your pants, Lydia.
Music might have been lips from Magnum.
It did kind of sound like that. So yes, Brandon doesn't recognize.
Very Falcon Cresty.
Right. Brandon doesn't recognize Lydia Leeds, who plays Skipper. The star of Keep It Together, who's apparently been on the show for a very long time. And then they put him in the scene. Okay, explain this to me. He's supposed to be the surfer dude. That's what they keep calling him. Yet he's in a park, so there's no context for his surfing. And now that Brandon's playing the part, he's on rollerblades.
Sure.
Okay, fair enough.
Let me rewrite. I don't know.
Lydia hits it off with Brandon in the scene. She's very flirty, and the director notices the stage manager or whoever calls her the princess, which is funny slash mean. And then Brandon gets to go home, and we kick off the first of one of a million different references in this episode, or meta references to the fact that they're talking about a teen show on a teen show in clip number 9.
So, what was it like?
It was fun. I don't know if I'd want to do it every day.
I would.
More humor. Brenda and her very high jeans are super jealous because she wants to be an actress, as we know. And that's even before Brandon gets invited to come back and shoot another day on the show. And then Brandon has to try and defend himself in clip number 10.
You know, Brent, I told them about you, but they needed a guy.
Of course they need a guy. Don't you ever read TV Guide? Sean Judson is leaving the show over a salary dispute.
Well, I'm no Sean Judson.
Seriously.
You said it. I didn't.
And then they go to school, and for some reason, Brandon getting this part, even though, as he says to David in the scene, there are tons of kids at the school that are like actual actors. This is the biggest deal ever in clip 11.
Let's hear it for Brandon Walsh for landing a role on the hit series Keep It Together, starring Lydia, the Love Cat Leeds. A Bafo Sacco match in the making. This one's for you, big guy.
Bafo?
Hey, Brett, who's your agent?
Give me a break.
Yeah, it looks to me like you already got one.
Forget the agent. What you need is a bodyguard.
Is this weird or what?
Well, that music is kind of weird.
That is the worst sub music since the fake Opposites Attract from the baby episode. That's so lame and very generic.
Yeah.
Speaking of lame generic music, clip number 12.
Here's Lydia.
I love.
And this accompanies, you think the outfits on the extras are bad. It is the highest waisted brown pants on that mom. Mm-hmm. Comes up to the limo. The rise is seriously like 8.5 feet on those things.
Yep.
And then Lydia gets out. Obviously, we have that in the visual aids, wearing like a, it looks like a Cosby sweatshirt, mm-hmm, knotted around her shoulders in uber preppy fashion over a Jane Fonda workout outfit, unitard thing with like bikini bottoms over it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, as not seen, it's so weird. Although I will say of the sweatshirt, it looks a lot like one that I wanted at the time that was either Mech's or Esprit or like that level. Just to give you an idea of what it looks like. It looks like it might be printed with like a fake comic strip, perhaps.
Yep.
You all may remember.
I think it was actually Au Coton.
Oh, yeah.
Coveted. Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what has happened is Lydia has gone to pick up Brandon at school and drive him to the set for his second day. And we get to hear exactly what she's about in clip 13.
Don't forget, soak the puppy chow really well. He likes it soft and mushy. There you go. Oh, my doggie's only 6 weeks old. I miss him so much.
How many of those do you think you've signed in your life?
About 6 gajillion.
Doesn't it bother you, people just coming up to you?
It would bother me if they didn't. You mind? Oh, not at all.
Oh, no. You don't want my autograph.
Come on, Brandon. Better get used to it.
What are you talking about?
You don't get it, do you? With Sean being written out of the show, you could be a recurring character.
I thought people were supposed to pound the pavement for years before they got a break like this.
Don't you believe in fate? You were at the right place at the right time.
And that's it?
And you've got a good look.
Well, it's not for sure, right?
Let me put it this way. I don't make a habit of giving people rides to the set.
Ooh.
What about rides on the set? Are you in the habit of giving out those? Wildcat?
She is the love cat, as David called her.
I don't get it.
So this scene that they're shooting, first of all, involves her wearing this baby pink dress, it's in the visual aids, with a butt bow because it's the 90s, and it's not just a butt bow, it's the tiniest, most pointless butt bow. I mean, they butt all bow? Are.
Sorry.
Like a bow on the small of her back.
Really?
On her dress.
That's okay.
Have you never, you don't no. remember this from the 90s?
No.
You've never seen a bridesmaid dress before?
Yeah, I was going to say, didn't go to any weddings?
Nope.
I was in a wedding where we had butt bows, detachable, which didn't really help psychologically. Hi, Karen.
And the front is like bedazzled in silver sequins. Like it's just bad coming and going. But the scene that they have to shoot is a kiss and it goes on forever and ever. And blah, blah, blah. It's all the stuff that you would expect. Except no one tells Brandon at any point, like, no, don't lift up your camera arm. Like every time he goes in for the clinch, his arm goes around her face. Like, that's the star, buddy, not you or your arm. Anyway.
Giant watch or your Guatemalan friendship bracelet.
I don't want no one to know. I don't have a home. Moving on.
Oh, goodness.
At home,
coitus.
Joe Hollywood is telling everyone everything that's happening to him in clip 14.
Anyway, the director said I was a natural.
Honey, that's great. Are you working tomorrow?
Yeah, but I got a late call. You know, they shoot these things out of order, and every scene has a number. It's very complicated.
Yes, well, not as fascinating as one would have thought. Excuse me, I have to go changing at Grubby now.
Hey, say hi to Ned for me. Oh, I gotta get changed, too.
Brandon, I don't think you should be going out to a party on a weeknight.
Dad, it's not a party. It's a networking thing. It's a place where a lot of young actors go to get away from the crowds and the media and stuff.
Don't you have to get ready for tomorrow?
I got my lines, Dad.
What about school?
Dad, I told you they have a teacher on set. She's very scholastic. She's writing a spec script for Twin Peaks.
I have a lot of comments.
She's very scholastic.
Yeah, intellectual, I think, is the word you were maybe going for, because that makes no sense. More, I have other comments about this, but if you want to take over.
No, I'm done. I just hate the... She's very scholastic. Like, it's... He's sleazing on her. I don't know. Not a fan.
And also, Jim, I want to just inform you of a word that you apparently don't know. No, you can't go out. It's a school night. What do you need to go to a networking event for? Which, by the way, it's not. But even if it were, like, you're on day two of your acting career. Like, calm it down.
Yeah. I don't think you really need to decompress from all the, you know, paparazzi fleeing you're totally not doing.
Yes. And the autograph seeker who doesn't know who you are, except that you're standing next to a famous person. Whatever. But yes, Lydia comes to pick him up and Brenda has no chill in clip 15.
Hi. Hello. So we have a friend in common.
Oh, who's that?
Kelly Taylor.
Who?
From elementary school. Kelly Taylor, Donna Martin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right, right. So, Brandon tells me that you have some acting aspirations.
Oh, yeah, I was Juliet in Romeo and Juliet.
In stock?
No, seventh grade.
Oh.
Not that what you do when you're 12 years old really matters that much.
When I was 12 years old, I got my second TV Guide cover and my first Golden Globe Award.
So Lydia is the worst. Also, I don't know why they gave her that line. Like, in stock? Like, if you're an LA TV kid who's been doing this since you were less than 12, you haven't been in stock, so shut it.
Yeah, not. Well, yeah, whatever. There are a lot of issues with this, starting with the fact that Lydia is 30, but whatever. Let's just move on.
It's true. She not only looks old, she really looks like Gabrielle Carteris, like kind of the prettier version. Sorry. to both of them, I guess. And then Brandon comes downstairs for his date in the green shirt with a tie. And Brenda rightly gives him the hairy eyeball. And then they go to the club. And first of all, I just clipped this because it was hilarious to me. Clip 16.
Hi, Tori.
Hi, Tori. You don't have to say hi to her. She's in the episode. It's fine. And then Lydia runs into a frenemy of hers, and it's Melissa Rivers in a cameo plus in clip 17.
Hi, Lydia.
Hi, Mackenzie.
So, who's new flavor of the week?
Very funny, Mackenzie. Have fun while it lasts.
Goodbye, Mackenzie.
You just met the luckiest girl in this town, and the only reason she has a career is because her uncle is like this really big producer.
Let me ask you something. Is there anybody here you like?
I would
that,
like to
that
know.
That music is every intergalactic dance scene from like 83 to like 94.
Yeah, pretty much. And everyone's drinking like blue soda in the background.
Yeah, and with dry ice on it. Yeah, it's bubbling out of the top. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that nepotism line made it onto the actual episode that aired, given the Tori spelling, Aaron spelling connection. But good job, whoever snuck it in, because that's pretty sly. And then they move on to other topics, recapping their day together in clip 18.
Listen, I hope I didn't come off like too much of a rank amateur today.
At what? Acting or kissing?
Well, I've been told I know how to kiss.
Well, I'd have to agree with that.
But it's so strange to do it with all those people looking at you.
Yeah. You know, my first kiss ever was on the show 4 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, with Sean, in fact. And every talk show host kept asking me about it. It was so embarrassing.
I told him to take a flyer.
You can't do that if you want to be loved by the public.
Is that what you want?
What I want is to be respected as an actress and to feel satisfied with myself as a person when this whole roller coaster ride comes to an end.
That's very insightful.
Thanks. My publicist wrote it.
Ugh. So then enter Sean and his incredibly deep V under his motorcycle jacket. He is not cute. I'm going to just say it, Sarah.
No. He's one of those potato faces that, yeah.
I seriously was going to say potato face because that's
I'm sure you were, because it looked like God carved his face out of a potato and put, like, didn't even fill in the lips. He has that, like, Conrad Bain all one color thing.
Yes.
Going on.
So Tater comes into the club and Mackenzie, a.k.a. Melissa Rivers, makes sure to point out Lydia on the dance floor. And Lydia, of course, clocks Potato immediately, and there's some sexual gamesmanship as she starts making out with Brandon while she's locked eyes on Sean, and it's incredibly creepy. Is there a gif? Of course there is. So then the next day,
face spud.
Totally. So Brenda, after meeting Lydia, is less enchanted with Brandon's whole thing. Also, this is the day after her garbage can ripping incident, and they have a fight right after she's told him that she's not going to go back to the Peach Pit in clip 19.
Please, Brenda, just one more night.
Why? So you can go network with the Brat Pack?
What are you saying? I've gone Hollywood?
If the shirt fits.
Look, Brenda, just because the new lady in my life happens to be in the public eye, it doesn't mean that I've changed.
Ew, the lady in my life is such a gross thing to say.
He's at any age, but he's 16.
Yeah.
Like, you're not a 66-year-old divorcee.
On a cruise.
Seriously. It's like a Jack Wagner song.
That's yeah.
The album.
All
except
right.
It literally is. It was called Lady of My Heart. Oh my Linda God. Holmes, that was for you.
Continuing.
The old Brandon would never fall head over heels for such a superficial, self-centered snob who changes boyfriends on a weekly basis.
What, do you believe everything you read in the tabloids?
No, but I don't have stars in my eyes either.
It's really bogus. I can't deal with you if you're going to be like this. If you don't want to work at the Peach Pit, fine. If you want to pick a fight with me because you're jealous, fine. Just don't go slamming somebody you don't even know.
As if you know her so well.
I know her better than you think.
You've changed, Brandon. You really have changed.
Yeah, well, maybe it's for the better.
First of all, it's not. Second of all, he then does the original deal with it sunglasses, like Horatio Caine style. Is there a gif of that? Of course there is. So Brandon goes back to the set. And Sean is there back playing his old role. He came to terms with the producers and he gets to be Brandon's antagonist in what I'm going to call Sarah Bunting's new ringtone, clip number 20.
Hey, Cheesemeister. Stay away from my girl.
Throws a glass of water in his face. Brandon can't recover.
Cut! Brandon. Yeah. You lost your concentration.
Ed, just in rehearsal, there wasn't anything in the glass.
Yeah, well, that was rehearsal.
It's all right. Try it again.
Cheesemeister. That's a great insult.
And he's like really mad, too.
Yeah.
That's not that much cheese.
Does say it a few times. Brandon keeps having glasses of water thrown in his face.
Yep.
The director is getting increasingly frustrated. And I would like to shout out to the guy playing the director. Total hates that guy, Alan mm-hmm. Blumenfeld. Mm-hmm. He's always a pro. They have him in a series of really terrible Steve Sanders-esque sweaters, but he's great.
Yeah. My favorite part is when he goes, we need more splash. And then the next cut is Sean coming in with a pitcher. It's so deadpan. It's like one of the moments of humor that actually works. There's a picture of it. But yeah, the other thing that I clipped is that if Brandon had been paying attention, he would have noticed the wardrobe lady behind the director who has like a handful of identical shirts to the one he's wearing. So like, you're going to be changing a lot, buddy. They keep going. Brandon is sucking. He keeps not being able to recover from getting water poured on him. And then there is a fight in clip 21.
Where did you find this guy? He can't even remember his lines.
Lydia pushed for him.
Hey, you okayed it.
Don't start with me, Lydia.
So get him some idiot cards. Hey, wait a second. I'm not an idiot. You're not an actor. Hey, I never said I was. Doing the best job I can here. You changed the lines on me. You changed the rules on me. I don't know what you people want.
What we want is 10 seconds of usable film. You think you can manage to get up for that, or do I have to recast?
Okay, I left that much silence on the end of the clip so you would know how long they hold on Brandon staring in impotent rage at the director because he does not understand what to do for the first time in apparently his life that the Brandon Bray has actually gotten pushback that he can't answer. And it's glorious. It's for sure the best moment of the episode. Because he does, what can he say? Like, do you not want to do it and get paid? You can get recast. They don't give a shit. They can literally walk out on the street and find anyone else to do it. That's how they found you. And it's great. So Brandon goes and has to witness Lavoine. There's this weird moment where he greets Steve and it looks like they're trying to pull snaps, but they end up just like clasping hands like Oprah and any Oprah guest. There's a gif. And Andrea is weirdly over-worried about Brandon's sad love life. But he's all bitter, and he's back to solo roller hockeying in clip 22.
I phoned your mother. She told me you'd be here. I didn't feel like being loved by the public today.
Well, you came to the right place.
Hey, I don't deserve that.
Hey, come on, Lydia. You used me to get back at Sean. That's it, plain and simple.
I know it looks that way, but I'm really not that calculated.
Oh, that's right. I was in the right place at the right time.
And you think you were my flavor of the week?
Wasn't I?
If you were, you think I'd be here? Brandon, guys try to pick me up all the time. I admit sometimes I'm not that discriminating, but you made me feel like I didn't have to act, which is all I've been doing since I'm 10 years old. It's hard to figure out who you are when you're always pretending to be somebody else.
Well, I liked the person I thought I met.
And she liked you.
Until Sean came back in the picture.
Brandon, he was never really gone.
Oh, I see. So I was the guy on the rebound, huh?
I wouldn't put it that way.
Well, how would you put it?
You're the natural from Minnesota who knows how to kiss.
So I guess this is it, huh?
Not necessarily. Jake loved your dailies, and he's going to test market your character with a target audience.
You're kidding.
Nope. They are really high on you.
You know, I did think we nailed that last take.
I know. So did I. So we'll keep in touch.
Absolutely.
Nope. We'll never see you again.
Never see. Yes. The, again with this colon, and we never see her again.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone on the threads for one of the two most recent episodes was like, that should be the catchphrase of the show. And it's true. It should. Because basically with almost no exceptions, these people that come in for a minute, like you really never do see them again. Surf Betty is an exception. Rick is an exception who comes back. Anyway. Brandon is a pissy dick. lather, rinse, repeat. And then it's the night of the big episode. Oh, one more thing. Jake loved your dailies? No, he did not. Jake wanted to fire you on the set. He hates you.
Also, she's an actress. Be a little more discerning, Brandon.
Mm-hmm. Also, her incognita outfit it fools him. And when you see it in the visual aids, you will be shocked. Moving on.
Way to not attract attention with whatever that is on your head.
The hat is bad, but the jacket is like, it's like five jackets sewn together. It's like the Photoshop of Lenny Kravitz's big scarf to be like the even bigger scarf. It's that of jackets. Anyway, cut to the night of Brandon's episode airing in clip 23.
Brandon's going to miss it.
She said she was going to leave work early.
This Brandon's big moment. You'd think she'd make a point of getting here and supporting him.
God forbid Brenda should ever, ever, ever try to have her own life separate from Brandon, fucking Jim and Cindy. Cindy, you should.
She's only out because she's fucking doing Brandon a solid.
Right. Which she doesn't need to do anymore because he finished shooting the episode, obviously, because it's airing tonight. Anyway, so it's the viewing party. Brandon gets this other weird moment. He's really weirdly handsy with his guy friends in this episode. He goes behind Dylan on the couch and is like massaging his shoulder. There's a gif. I'm not making this up.
Walks over to Steve, gives his balls a good rub.
It's almost like that. I'm not even kidding.
You still got two,
well,
buddy.
At the end, we're about to hear a clip in which everyone, like, in a very orderly fashion, in the manner of kung fu villains lining up to fight Jackie Chan one at a time, yes, gets to file past like it's a wedding receiving line and give their little reactions. But anyway, we'll get to that. Sorry.
So they're watching the episode. People are asking him what happens in this scene, and he said, "This is it. Here it comes." They open the door, and I'm in there kissing Lydia, and then they watch the episode, and Lydia is kissing a guy in a blue shirt, but it's Sean. Wah, wah. Brandon got cut. It's delicious. He is, his face of, Sarah cut the image of his face of disappointment, and it's so punchable.
It's whatever is bigger than crestfallen, like tsunami fallen.
And everyone tries to buck him up on their way out the door.
Under the circumstances, I believe that would be Falcon Crestfall.
Yes.
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah, you nailed it, Dave. So here's the clip that Sarah was referring to. It's our final clip, number 24.
Yeah, well, listen, don't feel bad. You're paying your dues. Even my mother's ended up on the cutting room floor. Say hi for me. Right. Good night, Brad. Good night.
I think you should sue them for misrepresentation. I really do.
Thanks, Andrea. See you Monday. Want my honest opinion? You lucked out. I wouldn't want my name on that, man. It's gotta be the worst show on television.
Yeah, well, it's also in the top 10 every week.
Yeah, well, there's no accounting for taste.
Bye.
Bye.
Maybe they'll put your scenes in next week's episode. Like Deja Vu or something.
Good night, Kelly.
Good night, Brandon.
I love the
just
wedding.
The long silences while everyone contemplates how there's absolutely no bucking him up from this. It's great. Looks good on you, Brandon.
Mm-hmm. So that's the episode. Brandon gets a taste of fame, does not care for it, and spits it out. Let us move on to the episode's most and least valuable player, starting with most. No question on this, I feel like. Obviously, it's Jake, the director.
Yeah, I would also nominate Sean Judson for the delivery of Cheesemeister.
That was pretty good.
That was good. And his chest waxer gets a supporting credit on that one, too, because
yes,
that V.
With good reason.
She deep. Least valuable player. Lavoine.
Yeah, in this case, LVP stands for Lavoine Pure.
Can I make an observation about this character, though?
Lavoine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think maybe this was prep, that this comes back and pays dividends later in her career, because Lavoine is basically practice for all the very disparate characters she plays in her Education Connection commercial from 2 years ago. Yeah. Look, I'm a scientist.
God.
I'm wearing a white coat.
I totally forgot she did those.
Yeah.
Poor
oh,
Jean
my God.
Authority. Oh, that made me so sad. If I can continue, I need to take the rest of the day off. I'm sorry. I got to go cry for Shannon.
And the
Doherty.
Thing is,
put on
though,
a green shirt and lie down on the couch.
Shannon Doherty is like the biggest name that outfit has had in their ads.
Absolutely.
Yet it still pales in comparison to the jingle one. You know, that,
yes,
that's they're never going to top that.
No,
the they couldn't even top it with celebrity power.
I went on the internet. I won't sing the whole song. It'll be stuck in your head all week if I do. All right, the Kim challenge.
Mad, bad, and dangerous to know.
This is, of course, five ways from this episode that Dylan proves he is mad, bad, and dangerous to know. Number one, he could encourage you to keep doing Lavoring and get you murdered.
Yeah.
He can give you repetitive stress injuries by insisting that you always massage his shoulders.
Yep. Sarah.
He could get you murdered standing near him when he asserts that he's like a contrarian in terms of what he likes on TV, if he even owns a TV, which he doesn't.
Oh my God, I'm sure he doesn't. You're so right. Yeah, he could let that shoulder squeeze from Brandon escalate into something, and then you would get Brandonitis sexually transmitted to you.
What?
You know what I mean.
Jesus.
Or he could rebuff his shoulderly advances,
yes,
and develop some serious medical problems. And Dylan, without full range of motion, is that Dylan at all? And everybody around this newly depressed Dylan would be lesser for it.
Well, that...
Yeah, he's hardly in the episode this week, so sorry, folks.
We it's true. This keeps getting... This is really hard to do because he keeps having a smaller and smaller role every time. Anyway, Sarah, take
in
us out.
In any case, that's another episode of Again With This. Next time, we will be exploring the political and poetry slam side of life. Buckle up. In the meantime, visit us at previously.tv for more editorial coverage on Beverly Hills 90210, as well as many shows that are airing in this century. You can like previously.tv on Facebook. You can follow at previously.tv on Twitter. You can also follow our individual feeds. I'm at Tomato Nation.
And I'm at Tara Ariano.
And this is your Flash the Cash DJ, and you're listening to KWBH. See ya!
Klezmer won't stop.
You cannot
Klezmeritis.
No, it's not.
Klezmer, I hardly even.
I'm looking for an hourly wage. I went to high school, didn't do great. Still, I gotta make more cash. More education is what I'm looking at. When I get a degree, I will make a bigger salary. So now I've got to see which college is right for me. I went on the internet and found Education Connection. I took some free tests to find out my direction. I'm taking my classes online, getting my degree on my own time. Education Connection matched me with the right college.